Very good team win for us today. We knew this was going to be an all-day fight, and it certainly was. We got a lot of respect for the guys in the other locker room, the toughness they have. So we came in expecting this one to be a hard-fought game, and it certainly was. I think our toughness and resiliency was certainly on hand, and the guys totally battled. Special teams-wise, to have, you know, four drive starts inside the 20 was a real factor. Defensively, we love the versatility the guys had today. Having the ability to apply some pressure on the quarterback was a factor. And I thought offensively, the running backs really stole the show today, being a factor both in the run game and in the pass game. So that's when we're at our best. A team win against a good outfit today. And like I said, we knew it was going to be a tough outfit to go against, and it was. And with that, I'll open up to your questions regarding the game. He did great in the game. We knew the matchups were there. If we could get some, find some, and I think Kyle and the guys did an excellent job of doing that, both in the run game and the pass game. So Tev came in well prepared. He was ready, and I thought he had a really good performance today. We just love the versatility that we have, and he's one of our very best tacklers. We love to play zone. We can put him into different spots. And so when we came in today, you're going to be someone we're going to put down in the box. He plays a lot of that as a strong safety. Now we say we'll just move you in a little bit closer. So the versatility of him, of Leroy Reynolds, of Wheeler, we were really pleased with that group and the toughness that they showed today. Number one, just to, you know, find the ability to finish some. And we were very pleased. We had the, you know, the sudden change there at the end. We had a 2 minute at the end of the half. So we know that part of our game is a work in progress, but I was pleased with what we saw out of the front today.
What about Vic in particular? What did you see in him that got him going today?
Really, to me, the get off is the thing that jumped out today. You know, he really looked quick off the ball. And playing here, we knew it was going to be a good environment. And I just thought, you know, the speed off the ball is what set it off for him today. There was no hesitancy to go for it. We wanted to stay aggressive, and that's our mindset. We love to attack offensively. We have all the faith in Matt, so it's not an example of it was too far or not that. We just wanted to go, you know, keep attacking and keep continuing to go. So it is a part of what we do, and we missed on the last one, you know, where they ended up coming back down and kicking the field goal, but we'll stay aggressive. Really, I thought just a team outfit, and when you have those kind of performances where each hand has a real part in the win, that's when we're certainly at our best. So sometimes it's the offense has to outscore, sometimes the defense today. I thought they stepped up in a good challenge that we knew was there. So I really just say a team effort, and that's really what makes it stand out over these last 4 weeks and really playing at our best.
Coach, I know you talked about this before, but how do you keep them level-headed? You know, the streak is going, people are talking about you guys maybe
we reset, and that's what we do. So we go through a process to get ready to play ball, and we love that process that we go through. And it starts tomorrow in the actions that we do with the team, and then we come back up right through the week. And specifically regarding that, our team works against one another hard, and that's our iron sharpening iron. And that was certainly evident at practice this week, how hard we go against one another to get ready. So that's what makes us a team that we like, the ability to go against one another and get ready. So we'll go right back to the process of getting ready again. I recognize the question, and the answer is that it's a different outfit, and I recognize where you're going with it, but it is a different group. We are a mentally tougher group than we were, and we have a real ability to understand how we have to reset to get ready to go back right back to that process. So that's what's different, you know, from last year to this year. He's a real factor in the way we want to play defense. I thought the combination of him and Wheeler inside, we knew it was going to play some zone, and he was going to have to really come through on some tackling. And that part of his game is continuing to get better. Remember, he missed a little bit there when we had him out, so now he's kind of starting to hit his stride and coming through for us exactly like we thought.
Touchdown might even put this thing away.
I definitely didn't think that at the time, but I do recognize at the time, how close were we? Is it worth going for it here? We liked the package that we thought we'd had down there as far as the fourth down goes, where it was on the field. So we thought it was worth the time right there and worth the risk to stay aggressive right there at the end of the drive. We weren't thinking too far out in terms of them yet or the game, but we knew this game was going to be hard fought and points were going to be close. That part we did know.
With Ben Garland playing defense, an example of what you when you say need anybody can do, whatever you can do to help us out here?
Yes, and it's something that, you know, the versatility he has. He was a defensive lineman in college and then had some conversions. So we tried it in practice, and then we were ready for it actually for last week as well. And then he played a little bit on goal line 2 weeks ago. And now anytime we need all hands on deck, having that kind of versatility for you know, a player that can cross the ball takes a lot of work. And Ben put the time in this week to get ready to help us in the base package. I think it's the balance where there's different guys that can get involved in the pass game, different guys that can get involved in the run game. We certainly know there's different matchups each week, and sometimes some coverage may go one way, and that was certainly the case, in fact, 2 weeks ago at New Orleans. So the great part about the humility he has, he's just ready to keep going and attack. That's what we expect from him, but I think it's the balance. There's tight ends, there's running backs and other receivers that get involved as well.
Did you all check Tevin after the game? I think Ryan Grant's thing happened after the game. Is he under some medical supervision?
He's doing great right here after the game. So, yeah, just another normal outcome for him. He was tired. But he played really hard. And that part, you know, we expect from him.
Just getting him hydrated, that plan worked?
Yes, it did. Yeah, we have real trust in the medical staff and Tev, too.